Goodbye. Augie, said Fia. Come quick, Mum needs to talk to you. I'm not apologising. This isn't about you, she yelled. Not everything in the world is about you, Augie. Now hurry up. Daisy's sick. Mum's taking her to the emergency vet. Come say goodbye. I pushed the pillows off my face and looked up at her. That's when I saw she was crying. What do you mean, goodbye? Come on, she said, holding out her hand. I took her hand and followed her down the hall to the kitchen. Daisy was lying down sideways on the floor with her legs straight out in front of her. She was panting a lot like she'd been running in the park. Mum was kneeling beside her, stroking the top of her head. What happened? I asked. She just started whimpering all of a sudden, said Via, kneeling down next to Mum. I looked down at Mum, who was crying too. I'm taking her to the animal hospital downtown, she said. The taxi's coming to pick me up. The vet'll make her better, right? I said. Mum looked at me. I hope so, honey, she said, but I honestly don't know. Of course he will, I said. Daisy's been sick a lot lately, Augie, and she's old. But they can fix her, I said, looking at Via to agree with me. But Via wouldn't look at me. Mum's lips were trembling. I think it might be time we say goodbye to Daisy, Augie. I'm sorry. No, I said. We don't want her to suffer, Augie, she said. The phone rang. Via picked it up and said, okay, thanks, and then hung up. The taxi's outside, she said, wiping her tears with the back of her hands. Okay, Augie, open the door for me, sweetie, said Mum, picking up Daisy very gently like she was a huge, droopy baby. Please no, Mummy, I cried, putting myself in front of the door. Honey, please, said Mum, she's very heavy. What about Daddy? I cried. He's meeting me at the hospital, Mum said. He doesn't want Daisy to suffer, Augie. Via moved me away from the door and held it open for Mum. My cell phone's on if you need anything, Mum said to Via. Can you cover her with the blanket? Via nodded, but she was crying hysterically now. Say goodbye to Daisy, kids, Mum said, tears streaming down her face. I love you, Daisy, Via said, kissing Daisy on the nose. I love you so much. Bye, little girlie, I whispered into Daisy's ear. I love you. Mum carried Daisy down the stoop. The taxi driver had opened the back door and we watched her get in. Just before she closed the door, Mum looked at us standing by the entrance to the building and she gave us a little wave. I don't think I've ever seen her look sadder. I love you, Mummy, said Via. I love you, Mummy, I said. I'm sorry, Mummy. Mum blew a kiss to us and closed the door. We watched the car leave and then Via closed the door. She looked at me a second and then she hugged me very, very tight while we both cried a million tears.